Today's Pharmacy Podcast episode is dedicated to Dr. Scott Drabb. Dr. Drabb passed away on July 27th. He was an associate professor of pharmacy and therapeutics and director of University Diabetes Care Associates. He received his Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy from the University of Pittsburgh and his Doctor of Pharmacy degree from Duquesne University. Dr. Drabb participated in several podcast episodes, part of Lilly's diabetes-focused episodes, and we were honored and privileged to work with Dr. Scott Drabb.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
COVID-19 has done so many things to our culture, so much to the way that we learn. But I'm not sure if my kids are going back to school or not. You know, it's just, it'd be nice to wake up tomorrow and reset 2020. I mean, I've heard that on Twitter and Instagram, social media, emails that I send back and forth to colleagues and customers and clients. Communications is changing. It's changing faster than I realized. You know, March 2nd for me was my brother's birthday, and the way I communicated then is now completely different. And what we're doing to support each other, what we're doing to support our education of not only our kids with online education, but also future pharmacists, future dentists, future medical students, or future physicians, future nurses. The way that we're learning is changing. This is Todd Urey with the Pharmacy Podcast. I welcome you back. Thanks so much for making us the number one podcast in the pharmacy industry. We're still hanging out in the top 20 podcast in business news and competing with Bloomberg and The Economist and Wall Street Journal podcast. It's fun to be in this classification. The reason is because pharmacists and care providers and even some of our physicians who are teaming up, we're building content that makes sense, that you are always giving us feedback. And if you do have feedback, please reach out to us at Pharmacy Podcast and almost all of the social media platforms. You can Google Pharmacy Podcast Network and find us, or just email me at publisher@pharmacypodcast.com. I have two really remarkable guests. They are movers and shakers. They are not your average bears out there in the student sector of their careers and life. They're entrepreneurs and they're technologists, and it's exciting to bring people onto our stage talking with our 80,000 plus listeners out there. We're going to be talking about the PCAT, and before I give up who these two gentlemen are, we know that the Pharmacy College Admission Test, better known as PCAT, is a specialized test that helps identify qualified applicants to pharmacy colleges, schools of pharmacy, and measuring that general academic ability and scientific knowledge necessary for the commencement of your pharmaceutical education. The PCAT is constructed specifically for colleges of pharmacy. But we have a future dentist on the podcast with us today and a future pharmacist. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast, Nam and Ghent. It's great to have you here.
Hello.
Wow. What an introduction, Todd. Thank you. Your listeners can't see, but we're blushing. Thank you, sir. We're glad to be here.
So I want to take time. I'm going to start with Nam. Introduce yourself to the listeners, a little bit about your background, and then I also want to hear how you met up with Ghent.
Okay, so my name is Nam. I am currently a second year student in dental school. And then how I met up with Ghent, we met up through, I guess, a pre-dental organization. And then from there, we started collaborating with the classes together. And then from there, we had the idea of creating this, company.
And Gant, welcome to the show.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me, Todd. Name is Gant Mometi. The way me and Nam got in contact was at the University of Houston, both pre-dental students there. We were taking a couple classes together. We were in an organization together. And through that, just through school.
So I'm going to start right out of the gate. Whose idea was it to build the PCAT Copycat, which is the name of the organization that you formed together? Why do you come up with a course like this?
Nam, is it okay if I take all the credit for that?
Yeah, go for it.
So yes, I'm not going to be modest. It was initially my idea. We were sitting in biochem class together, a bunch of pre-health students, like dental, pre-pharmacy students, pre-dental, pre-med. And we're kind of comparing what we were using to test prep for our respective entrance exams. So I know the course I was using cost about $750. Nam had something similar, and then some of the pre-pharm students, some of our colleagues, they had similar stories. And we were like, well, okay, that's definitely not cheap, but surely you guys are getting a lot out of it. And then, you know, through conversation, we were like, oh, it's not something that, you know, we couldn't have just, you know, gotten off a textbook, or basically it wasn't really engaging. It wasn't unique. It wasn't special. And a lot of the material seemed outdated to us. One of the courses was strictly they would mail you a couple of physical packets of paper, and you would just use that to review. So talking to everybody, we were like, hey, there's got to be something better. And then we were like, well, I bet at a university, there's a lot of smart people here that if we can somehow, get everybody working together, we can probably spit out something that would help a lot of students. So that's how the idea initially started. And then the name PCAT Copycat, obviously the PCAT is evident why it's called, why that's the prefix. Copycat, because we're trying to mimic the test preparation, so you feel that on test day, you've gone through this before. It's familiar, and no surprises, you're going to kick butt.
So Nam, Gant approaches you and says, hey, I'm thinking of building a supplemental educational course. Probably he'd say the word online, maybe, maybe not. Maybe he just assumed that it would be in this day and age. But what'd you think of the initial pass? Was it an eye roll, or were you like, hey, that's a great idea initially? What were you thinking?
Initially, I thought it was a great idea, because what I use for preparing for my, I guess, entrance exam into dental school, like, was online. And yeah, I felt it like it helped me a lot. So when he approached me with the idea to, I guess, tackle it for pharmacy students, I kind of just hopped on board, and the idea took off from there.
Todd, it's worth noting that Nam would trade stocks during class, during biochem class. He would trade stocks, and I would just see this guy like losing all his money. So I was like, hey, you know, why don't you invest in something that might have a return for you? And so he's like, oh, and that's when I initially pitched the idea, and he was fully on board, and he was like, let's do it. And so that was about a year ago, and we've been working since then. We actually are concluding our beta testing right now and going on a full launch mode end of August. So right when the fall semester starts for most students.
I assume the platform is primarily mobile, but you'll give a desktop version as well?
Yeah, so right now it's just a website. So we're working on the mobile part in terms of, you know, getting it on your phone, but desktop, laptop, all that works.
Okay. So I talked with Tony Guerra. Tony Guerra, Dr. Guerra, is part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. He originally was the first podcaster for our student-oriented podcast called Pharmacy Future Leaders. Since then, we've had two other pharmacists or pre-pharmacists take over that show. Dr. Joanne Pio, which was the most interesting of the hosts, started as a P3, and she ended up graduating through the hosting of Pharmacy Future Leaders. And then she graduated to another show as host of Senior RX Radio, which is the leading podcast for consultant pharmacists in long-term care pharmacy. And then Tyler Jukes took over, and he's the author and founder of the 23 Pills podcast. And I was a fan. So I invited him to take over the Pharmacy Future Leaders show. So I have enough of the audience out there, from senior people like Tony, mid-level career people like Joanne, and beginning P3, someone like Tyler. You know, each of them, when I talked to them about PCAT, Copycat, had something different to say. And it was interesting to see from different perspectives what they were going to say about the platform. And I just wanted to get some feedback, because there are other organizations that want to put together other supplemental support, not for the PCAT, but for other content, including just general content that's going through your scientific career, educational career. And Tony, the senior guy, he thinks that the PCAT will disappear, and he thinks it'll evolve into something else. Joanne says she's all for any kind of supplemental education, no matter what it is, if it's surrounding the world of medicine. And she even went as far as saying, if it was supplemental outside of pharmacy that was leading me to a specialty, even a disease state specialty, maybe, you know, drilling down into the world of sickle cell anemia or something. And then Tyler was just stressed out because he's a P3, obviously, and he's studying and doing everything else. He's like, I'm not sure if I could stand one more thing to learn or use or whatever. It sounds like a good idea. So what do you think of the mix of the feedback before this application even launches?
I think in their own right, they're each correct. First thing you said, that the PCAT might be obsolete one day. I completely agree with that. Standardized testing as a whole, it's something that's for the last couple of years been really kind of taken a hit in terms of reputation, that it doesn't really measure an applicant's ability and all this stuff. Our goal is a little bit more long-term than that and a little bit far-reaching. We want to be the Netflix, if you will, of test prep in terms of not just the PCAT, but you're also going to have exams in pharmacy school. We want to help you prepare for those, and then you're going to have your graduating exams to be certified, and we want to get into that. And then when I say the Netflix of test prep, we mean that we want to get to a scale where we're only charging students $9 a month or something like that, because you know education shouldn't be so expensive, especially when you're trying to obtain such a noble profession such as a pharmacist or a doctor or a dentist. With that said, the PCAT does undergo changes every 3 years, so it's not. It's not, I think, too much to say that one day it will be obsolete. But for right now, from the deans that we've talked to, the different professors we've talked to, they still need a way to measure students, a way to filter out those students that are a little bit more serious and a little bit more academically prepared.
So will you have a DAT copycat?
DAT copycat, MCAT copycat, OAT copycat, LSAT copycat. Like I said, our overall goal, our long-term vision is we want to get into every exam possible. If I may, Todd, this is a niche market that really means a lot to us. It's a very small market. It's very specific. So it's just kind of us, you know, testing our theory. Is this something that people respond to well? Is this something that's needed? And so far, we've gotten some great feedback that yes, it is. So again, that's kind of why we started with pharmacy.
It makes absolute sense to me. And I think that anything supplemental, especially when information online that is true, hardened, believable, trusted information in post-COVID, in probably for the rest of our lives, is going to be more valuable than what it was 90 days ago. That brings me to asking a question of NAM. How else do you see education evolving in our post-COVID world?
So I guess education right now, like most schools, like most colleges and universities, they're all like moving online. And so I guess with that, like even though students want to be back on campus because they want to hang out with their friends or like go to football games or like party and all that, I think most of the classes are going to stay online. at least until like COVID like ends. And then from there, it might go back to being like a hybrid form where like students could choose if they want to be on campus or if they want to stay online. Because I think right now, like professors have, they prepared to have like it online. So if it's online, yeah, everything's recorded, like they can just like replicate it. And so I think that's what some of us feel like what we're doing. And so like, since I guess everything's like online, I guess, we can just use it over and over again. So because information doesn't change, it's like similar to college and universities, they're teaching the same material. And so they can expand to a larger audience, I guess. Yep. And so I guess that's how I see it evolving.
What's interesting in really your specific backgrounds and the audience that you have before you right now listening, pharmacists and dentists, there's a communication and collaboration need between those two healthcare professionals that I think is going to increase into the future. You know, in dentists and pharmacists, the listener might not realize how relevant that is, but with the opioid epidemic and the need for dentists to control pain and the classification of what medications are available to control pain in a variance of instances with an abscess tooth or anything really, I think relying on that communication between dentist and pharmacist is going to increase. Have you, either of you, heard of instances where dentists and pharmacists are working closely together?
Yes, I have. Like, even in school, about it, like, all the time. And so, like, because dentists can work in, like, hospitals and stuff. And so pharmacists, they work in hospitals as well. And so the collaboration between, like, prescribing stuff and then pharmacists checking it, seeing if it doesn't counteract a certain different drug. And I guess they just all help the patient become, like, better.
That's awesome. So, again, how do you take this platform and initially market it? What's some of your ideas? Because we do have entrepreneurs listening that are pharmacists that have either a side gig that has nothing to do with their profession with pharmacy. For example, we have real estate people that are listening right now that are pharmacists first and they do investments on the side, and some technologists. And then we have pharmacists that are using their degree and using their knowledge as a doctor and starting to apply that into other things, you know, consultative things. So when I think of you launching this, I think of the ability to leverage your networks, leverage the pharmacy students and pharmacists you've already met. But what's your ideas around getting the PCAT copycat out there?
So actually going back to what you said, leveraging your network, when you're a college student, I sincerely believe that that's the time period in your life where you're the most flexible to achieve anything. So from a marketing perspective, one of our good friends who was the president of her marketing student organization, I reached out to her and I said, hey, would you like to join us? Because I don't know anything about marketing. Nam certainly doesn't know anything about marketing, but we know that, you know, this is something that you major in. This is something you love doing. Would you like to join? And she said yes. So marketing related, I'm going to give all the credit to one of our other co-founders, Camille Corrales. She's actually responsible for developing the game plan and implementing everything. But specific for us, I guess I can speak on that behalf, on as if she were here. What we do is again, we're bootstrapping everything, right? So that means very limited funds, whatever we can spare, whatever parents can pitch in, that kind of thing. So we thought, what's the cheapest way we can go about acquiring users and just getting it in their hands, testing it, getting feedback? And it all goes back to that network, you know, of being a college student. There's a tremendous amount of organizations throughout the United States. And specifically for the PCAT, you have at least 2-3 different pre-pharmacy student organizations on every single campus. So right now what we're doing is we're literally reaching out to all those student orgs through their presidents or their marketing head of org or whatever. And we're saying, hey, look, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to shake things up a bit. We're trying to make it better for students. We're students ourselves. Do you guys want to join us? And the way you can join us is just get it out to your students. Let them try it. Just give us feedback. If you guys like it, great. We can do discounts. And so that's been very successful. Another marketing strategy for us, of course, is social media. That's obviously the obvious choice. And then pre-health advisors. Pre-health advisors love helping out their students. That's how, you know, they get paid, of course, but then that's how they find compensation as well, through the joy of making sure their students succeed. So when we're able to go up to them and say, hey, this is something that might help your students, they get excited about it. So they'll send a flyer, they'll share our flyers, they'll post announcements. And so that's another way of getting word of mouth. So those three strategies, to recap, going out to student organizations, talking to pre-health advisors, and of course, social media.
Absolutely. You guys will have to be doing some interesting and fun TikTok videos that we'll be looking at.
We've got a couple, but they're hard to make. So we really think everybody that does TikTok, they're very talented, because those things are are not easy.
You know, I look at the production quality that goes into TikTok anymore, and I'm just like, holy cow, the special effects and scripting and the acting, and just like, you know, I've gotten into it myself over the last 3 months, and I find it hilarious, especially when they involve animals. I'm a guy that has a Jack Russell and a Corgi, and there are two channels specifically for those dogs that I watch, and it just makes me laugh, and it's just fun. So yes, but I'm a user of TikTok, but I haven't made videos myself much except with my daughters. What about long-term goals, Nam? What would you say the long-term goal is for this platform?
Like similar to what Gent said earlier about being the Netflix of test prep, I guess that's what we want to do. We want to expand into all the different possible, I guess, exams out there. So like MCAT, OAT, DAT, LSAT, GRE, like policemen, firemen, like all those exams. We just want to, I guess, cover everything. So there's more, like, people have an opportunity to learn on our platform.
Would you say that you're going to move into possibly continuing education as well?
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility, because I know for pharmacists and dentists, and I'm sure physicians as well, I know all of them need continuing education to, I guess, keep their license. So, yeah.
What else can you guys tell us about the PCAT Copycat that you want our listeners to hear, and where can they go to get more information about this platform?
Nam, would you like me to take this question?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So just one thing about us that I really want everybody to know is, again, it's literally beyond business what we're trying to do here. We're students ourselves. We've been in this situation. We think education needs an overhaul, especially in terms of cost and in terms of, you know, quality of material. So that's our mission, right? It's make test prep affordable for everyone, eventually get to a scale of people are paying $9 a month for it. And it's not just dull and dense, but we want to create content that's engaging, fun, gamified. And when we launch at the end of August, actually, our users will be able to see that. We're developing the gamification part right now. So it's going to make studying much more interesting, much more fun, and you're still going to get everything you need to do well and realize your dreams of continuing your education and becoming the professional you want to be.
And then the website, I assume it's pcatcopycat.com?
Yes, sir. Exactly. www.pcatcopycat.com. And then, Todd, actually what we were talking about with Nam is if anybody wants to check it out, or if they know any pre-pharmacy students that are looking to study for their PCAT, we went ahead and created a discount code for your network. And so we can share that with you once we conclude the call. And I don't know if there's a way for you to post that, or so your users can see that.
Yep, absolutely. We'll put that code all over the place and make sure that our listeners are able to use it to get a better a better opportunity of pricing or whatever you have going. And I assume that was from your brilliant and beautiful colleague.
Yes, it's all her. She makes the magic happen. We just execute orders.
I said that about you, Camille, because I am a marketer. I've been a marketer for 30 years. So I love marketing. I love the science and the psychology of marketing. And coming at marketing from an educational perspective is exactly the way that you need to approach the pharmacy marketplace. Pharmacists can smell sales type of people. And if it's not in your heart to help educate them or learn something better, you become a turnoff. And it's just kind of the way that their personalities are. And they do have a little snobbiness about them. So, you have to entertain them. And don't ever say www.anything ever again for the rest of your life, because that will age you. And people will be like, who is it?
I just want to erase all ambiguity. Just make sure that that's crystal clear.
Right. Well, I've enjoyed this conversation. I think you guys are brilliant, and I'm wishing you the best of luck. I love the entrepreneurs coming out of our healthcare professionals. I also like the fact that you are setting yourselves up for some very interesting strategic success because of the crossing between dentists, physicians, nurses, firefighters, police, pharmacist, any of this mixture of servant type of roles that have to put up with, the public of the society and what we deal with and what you're going to deal with and kind of those challenges. I think there's a draw to this, to people that are in the same type of roles that you're going to be in. And I think it means something from two guys and three of you, your team members, like you are, because it shows some sincerity. It's not like you're some giant organization, Microsoft or even Apple that are coming out with some app. I think it's coming from the heart. So I think that's admirable.
Thanks, Todd. You're very generous with your words, and exactly like you said, it's literally students trying to help other students. That's as simple as it gets.
Well, if you continue to help our Pharmacy Future Leaders publication with retweets and reposts, then we'll continue to support the PCAT copycat. And I'm saying that publicly, so it's a verbal contract now.
Perfect. We like to hear that. And absolutely, we're one big community. We're all in this together. So whatever we can do on our part, we absolutely will.
Well, I really appreciated you guys coming on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. Once again, that's pcatcopycat.com. Check it out. Look in the show notes for the discount code. And then I want feedback from you guys. Everyone listening right now, if you download that app, I want some feedback on what you think. We'd like to push that feedback to the team over at PCAT Copycat, Nam and Ghent. I appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us on tonight.
And with that's a wrap.